You are listening to The Currents Morning Show. I'm Jill Riley, and it's time for another Wellness Wednesday conversation. And my guest this morning is Dr. Carrie Burnight, a chief gerontologist for a product called GrandPad. Dr. Carrie Burnight is a former professor of geriatric medicine and gerontology. And Dr. Carrie also founded the nation's first elder abuse forensic center, as well as the national nonprofit Ageless Alliance, United Against Elder Abuse. Dr. Carrie, thanks for joining the Currents Morning Show.
Oh, thank you. I'm a big fan of your show.
Wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. I know that you are out in California, so it's always nice to hear people are listening across the country. What exactly is gerontology?
Great question. Gerontology is the study of aging. So my PhD covers the economics, the physiology, the biology, as opposed to geriatrics, where that is physicians practicing medicine, just like pediatric medicine.
Well, Dr. Carrie, we wanted to call on you today to really talk about the word isolation. I mean, that has been a big word with the global pandemic, with COVID-19. And the discussion of, you know, isolation and loneliness and the impact on seniors.
It's such an important topic. Even before the pandemic, 43% of people over 65 identified as isolated or lonely. Sadly, in today's environment, it's upwards of 90%. And it isn't just older adults, it's all of us. And it has incredibly bad health ramifications.
You know, and I think it's always important to point out that there's a difference between being alone and being lonely.
Yes.
Yeah. And if I could just speak from personal experience, I remember going to visit my late grandmother, who was in a nursing home in assisted living. And she would tell me that how lonely she was feeling. You know, my grandfather had passed away and she was spending a lot of time alone. But I know that she was really missing her family. And I would think, gosh, what more can I do? But I thought, well, the best thing I can do is to continue to sit and visit with her. And if she were around now, I wouldn't be able to do that with her.
Yes, your instinct is right on. So let's touch on lonely, isolated, alone, all these terms. So you can be alone and not lonely. Also, you can be around people and be lonely. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, you know, in their marriages, they say, I'm with someone, but I feel lonely. So isolation, you know, is objectively being without other people around. Whereas lonely, particularly chronic loneliness, often arises from isolation, and it's equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Mm.
So those who are lonely have higher rates of cancer, higher rates of stroke, and an incredible increase in cognitive impairment and dementia. So if we can address loneliness, we can improve the health of our loved ones and ourselves.
So in your work, how do you address loneliness?
Traditionally, it's been just as you were doing. Your gut was right on, is that you went and sat and were with your grandmother. In today's environment, we need to do the next best thing. And that is, in my opinion, video calls. Because we're looking at the other person. If they're hard of hearing, they can read our lips. We are expressions. Humans have an amazing way of connecting, not just by listening, but also by seeing. So we have to overcome the barriers in technology that have kept older adults lonely in this pandemic.
I'm talking with Dr. Carrie Burnight, chief gerontologist for GrandPad. Talking about something like GrandPad kind of addresses some of the kind of roadblocks to connection with senior citizens.
That's right. Traditional technology or standard technology was designed with 20, 30, 40-year-olds in mind. And so, of course, the buttons are tiny. And there is a lot of setup that needs to go on, and it requires Wi-Fi and passwords. And what we found is that these are points of frustration, and they're prohibiting the effective use. So that when my mother, who is 91, when we gave her several years ago an iPad, it was just collected dust. She chose not to use it. So we needed to engineer out tens of thousands of points of frustration. And I'll give you one example, and that is if you feel your finger and your thumb and rub them together, there's some moisture on our fingers. But as we get 80 and above, our fingers become very dry, and tapping a standard screen on a phone or tablet simply doesn't work. So with GramPad, we needed to put on a screen that was really sensitive to drier fingers. And we needed to make buttons that people could see. We needed to include Wi-Fi. We needed to make sure it didn't have passwords, but was entirely safe so that predators can't just call into you, because financial exploitation is a $37 billion a year industry. So any solution that your listeners look into for their lonely or isolated older adults, really be thinking, does this keep out people who would do harm and take money from our loved ones?
I'm speaking with gerontologist Dr. Carrie Burnight, and we have talked about isolation, the impact, really the health impact on seniors, you know, some of the kind of the roadblocks to connecting through technology, but also some solutions to think about. And, you know, Dr. Carrie, all over social media, the people that I'm connected to who are lucky enough to still have their grandparents in their life, you know, all of my grandparents are gone and I miss them very much. But those who are still able to connect with, you know, not even just grandparents, but, you know, senior citizens in their life have been really trying to find some creative ways to connect. I mean, I see these through the window visits.
Yes.
You know, and I wonder, gosh, I know that during this pandemic, there's only so much we can do, but I always see a smile on that family member or family friend's face.
Absolutely. And these connections, and yes, I encourage people to do the through the window parts to it. And if they just have phones, call. You know, call your loved one. And if your loved one has cognitive impairment, then use music. A lot of times in our brains, where music is stored is retained, even into dementia. So if you can sing a song that a loved one would light up to. So the point is, it isn't an option to do nothing. Reach out today on the phone, on a video call, through the window, in sending something if you can. Whatever you can do, you're literally saving the life and the wellness of your older adult.
Yeah, and I love the kind of the reminder of using music as well. You know, Dr. Carrie, it seems like, you know, we can see this light at the end of the tunnel with the pandemic, that you know, vaccines are starting to be distributed. But, you know, there's still time. The vaccine's coming to seniors soon. But, you know, you just don't want to, we don't want to wait or waste any time.
That's right. And this was a huge problem even before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, I have patients who are literally dying as a result of isolation and loneliness. So, you know, praying that we can make it through this pandemic without losing any more precious lives. But even then, it's not a time to think, oh, okay, the loneliness crisis is solved. So these solutions that you implement now need to continue beyond the end of the pandemic, and also be thinking about, as we age, how we need to put in place ways to stay connected that address the fact that our eyesight will change. We won't be able to hear the same way. We'll have, you know, physical limitations and cognitive limitations, and yet we must stay connected.
I've been talking with gerontologist Dr. Carrie Burnight. Thank you so much for having this conversation here, part of Wellness Wednesday here on the Currents Morning Show. And I think there's really great information and a good reminder about staying connected during this time. Appreciate your time.
Stay well.
You too. This is the Currents Morning Show.